Are you setting the standard when it comes to your lawn care business? Let's talk about how you can take it to the next level today.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
What's going on, guys? Hey, today we're going to talk about some of the practices that you're going to implement starting your lawn care business. And I want to kind of look at this in a different way. I want to look at it from like what you would expect when you're buying a product or service yourself, right? So we all go out and eat, right? So that's a really good way to look at things. So think about whenever you're having a great dining experience. You're out with your girlfriend, your wife, a group of friends. So when you walk up, the parking lot's clean, the building is presentable, you walk in through the door, you know, you're greeted, they take your order in a timely fashion, the food comes out, you know, the person that's taking your order is knowledgeable if you're not sure what, you know, what kind of food you want today. And when you get the food, it's, you know, presentable, it tastes great, and everything is just kind of clicks, right? And that's what we're trying to achieve when it comes to your business. You know, your truck is clean. When somebody calls, you're able to communicate with them and you're knowledgeable when they have questions. You're able to deliver your services in a timely manner. Hey, and you really need to, you know, have these shrubs in within the next couple of weeks. You know, that's understandable. I can take care of that for you. And the price is right from a value perception, right? So all those things are coming together for you, and that's really what you're trying to look for in your business, right? So let's identify some of the weaknesses. You know, maybe you're not answering the phone on a timely manner. Maybe you're not communicating with your customers correctly. Maybe your truck is, you know, not presentable. Whatever those things are, let's try to identify those from a perspective of whenever you go out and, you know, you're looking for that great dining experience, bring that into your business, right? Bring in those great experiences into your business. How did I communicate with the customer? How did they communicate with me? Those kind of things are really important, and that's what we want to try to achieve in your business. So let me give you an example. So I just walked up to a hamburger joint and, you know, I look at the parking lot is, you know, full of trash and, you know, not presentable. And you look at the building as well. You're looking to see, okay, is this building, you know, does it have graffiti or is it clean? Is it presentable? You know, are they upkeeping this building? Is, you know, the gutters or whatever that's on there, is it falling apart? Or, you know, you're really looking at those things. So let's get past that. We're in the restaurant now and, you know, I'm going to order, you know, first of all, this is something you should think about from your perspective. You know, you're looking for a place of establishment that's kind of clean on the inside as well, right? So I see a bunch of tables that are dirty and I see, you know, the floor is dirty, the bathroom's dirty. That's not a really good presentation and that's not going to be very appealing to me. And people are going to look at that when it comes to your business as well. Because when you're doing services for your customers, you know, the neighbors are looking at your truck. You know, the people down the street are looking at your truck. The people that are walking up and down the street are looking at your truck. You want that to be presentable. You want that to have, you know, your logo on there, your phone number, really large, and the type of services that you do. You don't want your truck to look like it just has gone through a mud bath. And, you know, obviously you don't want to open up your truck door and, you know, trash falls out of it. You want it to be presentable in all aspects. Here's another example. And maybe this is a fancy place, you know, or a steakhouse. And, you know, I look at the parking lot. The parking lot looks good. You know, it's clean. And I'm, you know, wanting to order. And I'm trying to figure out what the difference is between a filet mignon or a ribeye or a bone-in or whatever it may be. Now we talk about that person being knowledgeable in what they're selling, right? So I want you also to think about that in your business. You should be knowledgeable in the products and services that you're selling, right? So let's say you're in the landscaping business, right? When you're in the landscaping business, you know, Mrs. Jones might come out and ask you, hey, you know, in this area, I get full sun, right? I get a lot of sun, there's no shades. you really should know, and you will know if you're a landscaper, what type of shrubbery would do well in full sun. And, you know, you look across and that other area has shade, and you would know, you know, what will do well in the shaded area. So again, it's just being knowledgeable in whatever you're doing, right? If you're planting flowers, for example, seasonal flowers, you should know what will do during certain parts of the season, right? Some cool weather things are not going to obviously do well in the summer, and vice versa. Again, it really comes down to being knowledgeable in your business. So let's say, you know, I talk to this person and they say, oh yeah, you should get the filet mignon, that's the best thing. And we order that, and now we're waiting for the product to come out, right? So that's in essence, timeliness, right? So if I order a steak, I'm expected in a certain amount of time, whatever that may be for that particular restaurant. If I'm at a high-end restaurant, I might be okay waiting 45 minutes for a great steak. And that's something that you have to think about in your business, about timeliness. And a good example of this is, you know, I know a friend of mine, he was using some lawn care service and he needed his shrubs done. And he called and said, hey, I need my shrubs done. He says, yeah, you know, they're kind of overgrown already. Can you get here, you know, within the next couple, 3 weeks? Which to me, you know, asking for someone to come out within the next couple, 3 weeks, that's not asking too much. You know, now if he was saying, hey, can you get over here today? That would be kind of, you know, pushing things and really not something that I would want to do myself, right? As the business owner, because, you know, why does he need it done today? Right. But he wasn't really expecting anything out of the ordinary. And I can tell you from this particular situation, it took a lot longer, 2 or 3 weeks. So it wasn't done in a timely manner. Right. So this person, the individual, the homeowner, he might get a bad taste out of that. Right. And again, think about it from your experience. Whenever you go to a restaurant, you know, if you order, you know, chicken fried steak or whatever you order, and it takes 2 hours, or, you know, that's exaggeration a little bit, but it takes a lot longer than what you expected, you might not come back because of that. Right. And the reason we go to places is because we like the consistency, right? The consistency in, you know, walking up, the parking lot's clean, the consistency of when we get there, the place is clean, right? The consistency of when we order our food, the person behind the counter is knowledgeable. The consistency of when we order the food, that the food comes out on a timely manner. And now let's go back to that example. So we just ordered a food and we're waiting for it and the food comes out, you know, it took like 20 minutes. Perfect. That's what it usually takes. So I'm okay with that. So that's great. And that's something that, you know, we expect from lawn care professionals as well, right? We as homeowners want to get the same consistency as though we're going to eat out, right? We want to get the goods delivered on a timely manner. We want the product or the services to look great. We want the pricing to be, you know, in line with what it should be, right? So you might be at the higher end, you might be at the lower end. It just depends on your geographical area and the expectation of your homeowners, right? If you're dealing with customers that are living in $1 to $3 million homes, that might be a different expectation or different price point than somebody that's, you know, delivering goods to homeowners that are living in $100,000 to $300,000 homes. So again, that's the difference between going to, you know, a high-end restaurant or going to a lower-end restaurant. The expectations might be a little bit different, but in essence, if you can over-deliver and make sure as the lawn care professional that you're given, you know, excellent service based on, you know, what the expectation of the customer is, then you're going to have that repeat customer. And that's really important. So going back to the restaurant, here I am, I'm, you know, digging into my, you know, medium well steak, and boy, is it delicious, right? So again, that's, you know, the idea of being really consistent. So in my mind, and again, you know, I want you to picture this for your favorite restaurant, or, you know, maybe a restaurant that you go into every day. Maybe it's a fast food place that you, you know, visit every single day. Why do you go there? Because it's consistent, right? It's consistent in the way they deliver their goods. Otherwise, if you went, you know, maybe you have 30 minutes for lunch, an hour lunch, and you're in a hurry, whatever it may be, and you go to the restaurant and it's filthy and you go up to the counter, you order the food, and the food takes 35 minutes when it normally takes, you know, 7 to 10 minutes. So that's not very consistent in that regards, right? In that regards, you're going to think twice about coming back during, you know, whatever time you might have visited that restaurant. So I want you to really think about your business kind of in the same way. What are the things that I need to do? One thing I did leave off would be like uniform, right? If you're in a uniform, that shows, again, consistency. If you are, you know, in a dirty uniform, or if it's, you know, ripped, that's not something that you want to present. So I want you to look at some of the restaurants that you go to, and I want you to look at, you know, kind of the higher end ones, and look at the ones that are doing the things the right way. You know, the people that are working there are consistent in the way they look, the way they present things, the food quality, the service, everything is consistent. Because now when that happens, you know what to expect, right? In your business, I really want you to kind of just think about those things, right? Sometimes you have no control over some of those things, and that's okay. But generally speaking, we do have control over, you know, the uniform that you wear, whether or not your truck is nice and clean and presentable, the way you communicate with the customer, the way you do your work, the way you go over and beyond and make sure that that goods and services is delivered on a timely manner. Those are things that you can control, and those are things that I want you to control and really think about. And again, going back, the way I want you to think about this, I want you to walk through, like, you know, any kind of experience that you have whenever you go out to eat, right? I want you to really walk through, like, okay, I really had a good experience. Why did I have a good experience? I had a good experience because of this, this, and this. And I want you to take those things and implement those things into your business, right? Maybe, you know, it's a greeting thing, right? Whenever somebody calls you, you have a unique way of greeting them, you know, whatever it may be. I want you to really look, you know, in your area and the experiences that, you know, have made you really want to go back to those kind of businesses and take those good qualities and really try to implement them into your business. Here's another story I want to share with you. So a group of us were, you know, dining at a really nice steakhouse. I think there was like 8 of us or so, and I ordered mine, you know, medium well, came out perfect. Everybody else, you know, came out perfect. But there was one person in our group that the steak didn't come out perfect. So what do you do in that circumstance? You know, again, I want you to picture this as your experience whenever you go to dine out. You know, maybe you're with your wife, your girlfriend, or a group of friends. What happens when something doesn't come out the way it should? And that's going to happen in your business. Well, in this instance, the person, you know, that had the steak that didn't come out right, you know, he talked to the manager, and boy, did they take care of things. Not only did they fix the steak that wasn't perfect, but they also comped his meal. So I want you to look at that in your business as well. What happens when things don't go right the first time, or the customer's not happy for whatever reason? Those are the things I want you to really think about. And when you go to dine out or you buy other services, how do they handle those situations? And I want you to kind of look at the best case scenarios. You know, remember a case where something didn't go right and that business took care of you, and they took care of you the right way. You came out and said, wow, that was great. They really took care of me. I would really recommend them. So I want you to take that experience and implement that into your business, right? So, you know, what happens if something doesn't go right in your business? How are you going to handle it? So in wrapping, I just want you to really think about your business through the eyes of you, the customer. So as a customer, whenever you're buying products and services, what do you expect? Take those expectations and put it back into your business, and you're going to be golden. Hope this information was helpful to you. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.